The MV Chugach is 62 feet long and was originally assigned to, you guessed it, the Chugach National Forest. It was built in Seattle in 1925 and spent its life up in Alaska from territorial days onward. It's been described as a floating office when it was complete with a duplicate set of records. For three decades, it would travel around issuing permits in coastal Alaska. Back in the day, it was the way the Forest Service got around.
That was well before the ferry system was here that connected all the communities, and even before reliable air service. So,
Forester Austin O'Brien works in Wrangell's Ranger District. The 95-year-old vessel was listed in the National Historic Register back in the 90s.
Over its course of its history, traveled over 12,000 miles of the Alaska coastline, you know, all the way from Kodiak Island through all through Prince William Sound, down through all of southeast Alaska, clear down to Ketchikan on the south end.
The Chugach was called on by other state and federal agencies. The Coast Guard didn't have much presence in the winter months, so the Chugach routinely responded to emergencies in remote cove or on the water. It delivered mail. It transported doctors, nurses, scientists, and anthropologists to remote villages and fieldwork sites. These folks would use the boat as their research lab, as it often served better than pitching a camp on shore. The Chugach even acted as a floating courthouse on Prince William Sound.
The long-term timber sale contract started in the 1950s, and it required a lot of crews, you know, crew movements to access all these remote sale areas.
So, by 1953, the boat was transferred full-time to Tongass National Forest. But three engines and four captains later, the workhorse boat is no longer in use. It was never officially retired, but the last regular season trip was in 2014. O'Brien says smaller steel boats serve the feds just fine. But the Chugach is a part of Alaska's history and should be on display.
And that seems like a really good fit, you know. But we're also trying to, you know, preserve it without having to spend lots of maintenance money over the years on it, which keeping it in the water definitely would require.
The Forest Service and the City of Wrangell have reached an agreement on what this could look like. The feds would loan the boat to Wrangell's City Museum.
With the idea that it would be a wonderful opportunity to expand the marine heritage component of the museum.
Carol Rushmore is the economic development director for the city. She notes the museum already houses former Governor Frank Murkowski's boat. Just behind the museum is the Marine Service Center. Rushmore says the Chugach could bridge the gap between Wrangell's boatyard and tourists.
Visitors have always been interested in what is happening in that yard. And so this is one element of trying to interpret not only the history, but the current marine industry structure and the repair and maintenance of boats that are going on there.
The feds have put aside $100,000 for this project. The Chugach could be on display as early as next summer. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.